الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها، ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم، وبشر المحسنين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. إمام غزالي رحمة الله عليه has given this very beautiful example. He says a person is offered to go into a fruit orchard, and he can take fruit from there as much as he wants to, but with two conditions. He's got a basket to fill. Once the basket is full, he can't take more fruit. And also, he cannot come back from this orchard. He must just go front. In front is a way out. He must exit from there. He can't reverse here. So, and there are various sections of this fruit orchard. When he enters the first section, he sees abad, what wonderful fruit, what we will call export quality, first grade fruit. And he wants to fill his basket. But he lifts his head a little up, and he sees the next section, even more better fruit. If I fill my basket here, I can't empty it then. I can't fill more. So, and this is wonderful fruit. But in front is even more better. So let me not fill here. He goes to the front section, where even in Abba, there is more better fruit, much more better. So he wants to fill there. He just lifts his head. The next section, even more better fruit. So now he says, I'll fill my basket here. Then I won't be able to fill that fruit, which is even more better. He goes to the next section. And really, Abba, that fruit is even more better. He wants to take that, but when he looks in front, even more better fruit. But actually, there were mirrors. So it looks like you are looking in front, but it was just mirroring this fruit here. And usually in a mirror, in a photo, in a picture, things look more better than what they actually are. So he thought, that is even more better fruit. If I'm going to fill here, I won't be able to take that fruit, which is even more better. As he goes front, he says, oh, I'm out of the orchard. And you can't reverse now. And his basket is totally empty. All in the hope that I'll get it in front. So far, so far. I'll do it. I'll get it. I'll do it later. And finally, he's out of the orchard with no fruit whatsoever. Like that, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi explains, a person, children in their childhood, even if some children, mashallah, they are really pious. I was so pleased, my grandson, about 2.5 years old or so, at that age, he was making imamat for his mother, and he's reading half an hour, a small boy, and then when he goes in sajda, he looks between his legs, whether his mother is at the back or not. If she's not there, he fights, cries, come, you must come. Half an hour he's making namaz. a small boy today, we as grown-ups, which namaz of ours is half an hour with the sunnahs and the nafils and all together. And he, mashallah, his father taught him quite a few surahs, and he's reading the surahs and he wants his mother there. So anyway, some small children, many like that, they, what qualities they get. But we also tell them, it is the time to play. There is not for time now to be pious and for deen's work. You must play. One instance I remember, Hazrat Bahlul, Rahmatullah Ali, was a majzoob. A majzoob is a person whose status is very high, far beyond ours. But we can't understand. And we think they are made people what they talk. For example, one majzoob, somebody asked him, show me the road to the city. So he showed him the road to the Qabristan. So he said, I want to go to the city, not Qabristan. Desolate, dry place, Qabristan. He said, that's the city. Everyone finally come here. This is the city. That is where they just temporary. All the city and this dunya, this is a real city here where everyone comes here. The king, the queen, whoever it can be, all come here. So majzoobs are like that. So one majzoob, now he is a majzoob. What is his position? But he saw some children playing, small children, and one little child standing on the side, like sad, or not doing anything. So he felt pity on the child that perhaps he haven't got money to buy toys. He's a poor child and he can't join the other children, whatever they are playing. So he told him that, why don't you join them? So he was shocked by the answer of that small boy. He said, Bahlul, are we sent in this dunya to play? He said, but you're a small boy, sir. And you saying a thing like this, we today, as it is said, bachpan ke ho gaye, we are 55. Lekin abhi bachpan nahi jata. But our childhood doesn't go still. We have become fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers. But we're still busy with the soccer and the kuffar sports and watching that, supporting this kuffar team, that kuffar team. We are, our legs are in the qabr already. And we are still busy with all the useless, haram things of this dunya. Not only useless and permissible things of dunya, but the haram things of dunya. Today, one child, the mother, told the mother, don't give the child the phone to play. So they say the child takes my phone and the father doesn't want to give the phone, his phone. And the father is playing games on the phone. And today which grandfather is not playing games? Watching cartoons. Where is our aqal gone? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ You think we just created you for nothing like animals. رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا Leave them. They are this kuffar. They are playing. Don't follow them. We have got a very lofty mission in front of us. Our akhirat, the real life, qabr's life. That is the real life, akhirat's life. Why are we wasting our time in this? So anyway, so Bahlul told that little boy, you're still a small child. He says, but what I see, that my mother, when she makes the fire, that time when she wanted to cook, wasn't she just press one button and the stove is on and you start cooking? You have to get the firewood from the jungle and then start making a fire, then you will start cooking. So I see my mother, when she starts making the fire, she first puts the small twigs. When they burn, then she puts the big logs. So I fear in Qiyamah, in Jahannam, Allah will perhaps put us small children first to start the fire. And then Allah will put the big gunegar, the big people. First He'll put us. So a small child like that. Also, just on Bahlul, I remember another incident. It will benefit us, inshallah. Though it's going a bit out of direction, our cause, but inshallah it will benefit. He was in the time of Harun al-Rashid. Harun al-Rashid was a very righteous and pious king. As a king, ruling the country as a ruler, the president, the prime minister of the country, he should make 100 rakats of nafil namaz every day. Today we who think we are pious, or people think somebody is pious, who makes 100? Our farz namaz we don't do properly. We're cutting corners and we're just making it short. As a king he should make 100 rakats. So anyway, one day he told Bahlul, that Bahlul, you're like a madhub, mad person. So this stick of mine, If you find somebody more stupid than you, according to what we think is stupid, you must give it to him. So he went with the stick, passed some time, he heard the king is ill, terminal illness, like he's on his last days. So he went and visited the king. They had good relationships, they were friends. When he went, so the king asked him, you gave that stick to anyone? So he said, king, looks like in your lifetime you should go and visit all your country, everywhere things are running right. Check up the army, the officers, this, that, everything. Yeah, I should go. You should go with your whole entourage, yeah, all the ministers, everyone. And you should make all the intizam where you're going to stay, all the food, properly, security, intelligence, bodyguards, everything to the T I should do. So he says, all that you did, and you, and for your ministers, the accommodation for them, for everyone. Now tell me, you are going to Akhirat, what preparation have you made for Akhirat? So he said, oh, that I haven't done. Though he was making 100 rakats a day, but he said, I haven't made preparation for Akhirat. Then he took his stick, he said, I give it back to you. I didn't find anyone more stupid that he's going for a journey, he knows he's going. Only the date and time is not fixed, the place is not fixed. But he's going for, and he's not preparing for that journey. So I didn't find any more, anybody more stupid than you. He has your stick back to you again. So anyway, so we are here in this garden like small children. From there we diverted a bit. We tell them that's the time for you to play. There's not time for you to become Allah wala and big buzurgs and that. So they come into their teens now, do some ibadat, and mashallah, mashallah, many boys, many girls, young they are in our country, but what piety they have got. Allah make us all pious also. So then also we say that you're still a young, 17, 18, you must enjoy life. This is the time, and today, Allahu Akbar. Muhammad ibn Qasim conquered Sindh. And what age was he? 18. And Zayd ibn Usama, Usama ibn Zayd, he led the army which Nabi alayhi salam prepared. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, in spite of all the odds, he sent the army. Young boy. And Hazrat Umar was under him in that expedition. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was to become the second Khalifa. Lokana ba'adi nabiyun lakana Umar. He was under the young boy of 18 years. So that was the work of the 18 years. Small boys who were not bali, standing on their toes, they want to go in jihad. And today's old people, young boys are all in the dunya's useless pursuits. Old people in that also. Rugby is not a game that usually we Indian people, that we follow. More if we follow soccer, cricket, but even girls are following rugby. Our boys, our men, grown up people whose legs are in the qabar, they are also following rugby. Where, which direction are we going? So anyway, so then we say that age is still to have fun. Then you get married, now it's another world of its own. Just to explain that world, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, we all, many of us must have heard of, great, great alim, walking library. His memory was such that if he just read something with no intention of remembering it, he remembered it for 15 years. If he just read anywhere, photographic mind, immediately the picture is in his mind. And if he wanted to remember something, once he read it, 35, 40 years, he will remember it. It is famous about him, the famous kitab which is taught in our Darul Ulooms, the beginning Masala Kitab Nurul Ida. It wasn't in India, that kitab. When he went to the library in Egypt, Azhar, he saw, he said, very good kitab. If this is included in our syllabus, students will benefit a lot. He just read it once there and came, and off the memory he wrote the whole kitab. That wasn't a time that you start to make a photostat on your phone, you take a picture. But his memory was such. So anyway, when he got married, so after a few days, woman, it's common, they ask among themselves when they talk, how's it going? You just got married, how's married life? Girls talk, boys also talk, how's the new life now? So he asked his wife, she said, what to say? My husband at night after Isha, he opens his kitab, Mutala, then right till Fajr at Azan. the whole night. He said, nothing else. No, nothing else. You see, he doesn't even come by you, touch you. No, nothing. He's mutala, and his life was like that. So they said, then you go and touch him. You interfere. Play with him something. So when she came and she touched him and that, now then he realized there is also another world. So he said, oh, ye to koi aur hi dunya hai. This is another world. I never knew of that world. And from there, a lot of lessons for us, our youngsters. He was pure of all guna. This masturbation, which today is promoted for everyone, na'uzu billah. Youngsters are involved in it, unfortunately. They're not married, but it's wrong, it's haram, mistake. But he was free from all this guna. That's why he's that memory of his. Imam Shafi says, Shakautu ila waki'in su'a hifzi. I complained to my ustad, my memory is very weak. Farshadani ila tarkil ma'asi. He advised me, don't make gunas. Because gunas are the cause of a weak memory. We don't make any guna. And there's a whole detail to that. We haven't got so much time. But Allah save us from all gunas. So we think, now we are married, now that world is in front of us. Now it's B&B. Bed and bathroom, every day, five times a day. Not five times namaz, but five times bed and bathroom. A new marriage now, so that now there is not the time to make ibadat. So we delay it again. Later we'll make. Now you come, I have to secure my future, secure my wife's future, my children's future, and I must build my empire. I must make investments. Now you're involved in that. Then before you know, you're out of the dunya. How many people die? Allahu Akbar. I think usually, I don't take the names, but two of my good friends, they were 40, building a huge empire. They did a lot for the madrasa also. Allah give them the full rewards. But at the age of 40, one in a motor car accident, suddenly he passed away. Another one, big construction work office was carrying on where and where. He slept in a hotel room, never to wake up again. Now where is your old age? You hardly still build your empire. You are still in the process of building your empire. So that age now we think like that. And when old age comes, as it comes in the hadith, what are you waiting for? Old age. Old age which makes you useless. Now just to get up is an exercise. But when you are young, you jump up and it's easy. But now just to move little bit also becomes an exercise. You're waiting for that age to make Allah's ibadat. So we are also in the orchard of picking the fruit of akhirat. And don't wait. Fill it up as soon as we can. You don't wait for old age. Don't wait for middle age. Don't wait when we get a bit free. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali gives this beautiful example. He says the camel driver in the desert who's got his camels, 18, 20, 40, 50 camels. He's going with them in the desert. And no water in the desert, but when he comes to an oasis, here and there where there's water, and there at the place where water is coming out, they've got a dam built. And they pour water and the camels come and they drink. And the camel is famous. When he drinks water, how much he drinks? It's got its hump reservoir it's got. And it preserves all the water there. So when they come there, so that person who's at the oasis and he's taking out water from the well, he's got a big round wheel. And on their buckets are drums are fitted. And they go in, scoop the water and throw it out in the dam. So the dam gets full and then the animals, the camels which come there, can drink. But this whole thing makes a very big noise. So the camel driver tells the owner of that oasis that stop your machine, it's making too much noise. And my camels can't drink when there is noise. So he says, if I stop my machine, you won't get water for your camels. They must drink in the noise. So like that, we waiting, when we are free, we make Allah's ibadat. Nobody gets free. In our busyness, make Allah's ibadat. Don't wait, the noise must stop of dunya. And everything is settled now. Now I'm free. Now I'm going to make Allah's ibadat. The procedure is you start with your ibadat. Allah will free it for you for it. Then Allah will give you the occasion. So Allah give us tawfiq. Don't let us leave the dunya. Finally we have left and our basket is empty. All in the hope, so far. I'll do, procrastinated, and finally we did nothing and we are gone out. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has created time, and Allah has made time very, very, very valuable. Every moment is extremely valuable. Time will never come to us. Every morning when the sun rises, that day will never come back in our life. We all made our Isha namaz now, may Allah accept it. But if we did it not properly, for example, I didn't do my wuzu properly, I rushed to my wuzu. I didn't do my istinja properly. Today's Isha will never come back in our life again. That one time, whenever we're doing any ibadah, do it properly that time. Make our wudu properly, make our istinja properly, make our namaz properly. Don't rush to it. That you can never repeat again. It's finished. Now today's Isha, faraz is done. We can't repeat that Isha. If you repeat it, that I didn't do it properly, but the actual faraz is the one that you did, which you read now, finished. You can't repeat it again. Nafal we can read more, but faraz is limited. Wajib is limited. Sunnat al-Mu'akkada is limited. Nafils, yes, we can read. So Allah give us tawfiq to do all our ibadat properly. So the time that we got for whatever we have to do, where we have to be at that time, we all have to be for Isha namaz in the masjid, the males, and make it with jamaat. Many of us, we just get a bit lazy. We read it at home. And we just finish off quickly with our Isha. No, do it properly. It has to be in the masjid. And also, little bit advice, I try to give this advice everywhere. Read our namazes. Allah says, Hafidhu ala salawat. Guard your namazes. Not just make your namazes. Look properly that you are making your namazes properly. In there, the ulama write, the mufassireen, in hifazat as-salah is the hifazat of the time of namaz. Make sure you make your namazes in the correct time. Commonly with women, they make the fajr in ishraq time. They keep on prostrate delaying. The zuhr in asr time, asr in maghrib time, maghrib in isha time. Isha, when the husband is sleeping now, he's in bed, he wants to retire and he wants her, now she's reading long, long namazes. No, read it all on time. And then, not only in the correct time, in the best time. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Namazes are fixed by Allah, and the time of namaz is also fixed. Like here, for example, all our masjids generally, we are making in awwal waqt. Here, Isha Adhan, 48 was the time of Isha coming in. 50 Adhan. And just 10 minutes. For faraz. We shouldn't do that. We should try and make it in the correct time the fuqaha have written, delay your Isha so much that when a person finishes Isha, he's so tired that he goes home and he just sleeps. Ha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ani samura. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam stopped us. He has denied us from samura. That is talk after Isha, which is a common thing. You get your cup of coffee, your tea, and now you start talking friends or with the wife, etc. The correct thing of a mu'min is after Isha, goes home and sleeps away. Then we'll be able to get up for tahajjud easily. We won't be groggy, we won't be lazy if a person sleeps away straight after Isha. On that I remember two very important advices we just read. That after eating, make sure we make our du'as. And if we can't, read one small surah of the Quran. But at least our du'as. If we don't read our du'as, which is a common thing, all of us might think that I read my du'a after eating. But most of us don't read. Then that brings laziness in a person. When we don't read, then we are lazy. Whether it's namaz, we are lazy. Whether it's tahajjud, well, nafil is out of the question. We feel it's beyond us. And the other is that don't go and sleep without making the dhikr of Allah. Read your du'as. If you don't, your heart will become hard. And then talks of deen won't penetrate that heart. So make sure we read our du'as, even just one du'a. Allahumma bismika mutu wa ahya. Unfortunately, most of us, we fall asleep with the cell phone in our hand. We don't know where it fell away and how we slept away. And what we were looking on the cell phone? Most many cases, all the worst filth and dirt we are watching. And sleep comes to us in that condition. How terrible if moth have to come in that condition. What will happen to us in the qabr? And the cell phone, today if you use it for good, great good you can achieve from it. But unfortunately, by and large, almost everyone uses it for the worst filth and dirt and the ghaflat it brings in our lives. So, anyway, time is a great, great appreciate and profit, benefit from the time Allah has given us. Our greatest capital is time. In time we can bring iman. In time we can make our ibadat. In time we can see all our muamalat, monetary dealings are correct, muasharat, akhlaq, everything. It's time. Once time is expired, a person can't do anything, no matter how much day he wants to. A person will rub his lips that now is my last moment. And will tafati saqu bisaq ila rabbika yawma idhin al masaq fala saddaqa wala salla walakin kazzaba wa tawalla. What's the condition? Now you are waiting, and that time all they say that is there somebody who will do raq, ruqiyah, that he can be saved. At that time when maut is written, no ruqiyah, no, nothing can help. It's fixed by Allah. And ila rabbika yawma idhin al masaq. You are on your way now to Allah. Have we prepared for that time? That is very, very important. So this time, every moment is valuable. Then of that, we know the month of Ramadan, how much more valuable. There is no limit that a person can explain of the value of month of Ramadan. But very sadly, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, says, many people want to pass time in Ramadan. The roza is too long. How to pass time? And how beautifully, as Hazrat explained, those who want to pass time, they are failing time. When you want to just while away your time, let's go for a drive. Let's go and do this. Let's go a little shopping time. We pass our time, then it's time for iftari already. Those who want to pass time, they fail time. Time is not to be passed. Time is going to pass on its own. In any case, it's going to pass. It's we that have to do the right things and fill the time with the right things. We are on the platform of dunya in this world. And our train of akhirat is going, moving along. Good train. Our amal train, that we have to fill it up. If we are letting it go empty, the train is going to go empty. If we fill it up with good deeds, righteous deeds, then the first station of the train is the qabr. Then we will get the gardens of Jannah there. We will get the hurul een in the qabr already. We will get all the fruit and enjoyment there. And if we fill it up with gunas, then the first station, the qabr, snakes will be there. The fire of Jahannam will be there. And it comes in a hadith that for the first station, for those who failed, who wanted to pass time, they failed time, 70 snakes will be let loose on that person. And this poison of one snake, one drop of its poison venom, not all the 70, not one snake's all its poison, just one drop is to come into this dunya, not a blade of grass will grow. Grass is such a thing, you try so hard, you throw all types of things to kill the weeds, etc. But still it grows. It grows through the wall. It grows through the pavers. Everywhere it's so strong. But not a blade of grass will grow. And you have to be in that cupboard. We who can't tolerate a fly buzzing by our ears. Or a mosquito bite is too much for us. And if it's a wasp parasite, then it's worse. And a snake bite, how will they? And you are there in the qabr? No, you can't be rushed with paramedics to the hospital and they can come and attend to you. You just have to be there and you have to face now, not the music, you have to face there all that azab. And nobody can come to your help. Not your wife can come to your rescue, not your child, no one, you and the snakes in the qabr. Can we imagine that life? And don't let us just think it's going to happen to others, all the kuffar. We are all right. Our iman, is it all right? Are we making our amal correct? Or are we just thinking that I'm all right? A person buys a bus ticket and he goes to the airport and he wants to check in. He's going to go to Qatar or he wants to go to Dubai. They say, you bus ticket. Where you want to go to Dubai with a bus ticket? Our iman, is it a bus ticket or is it the iman? Have we got fake iman or genuine? Have we got a fake passport, fake visa, which is common today? People charge people so much money and give them a fake visa. When you come to immigration, you got big problems there. If our iman is fake, our amal are fake, and if they don't pass the test there, what will happen to us? Yeah, with your fake passport, they might deport you. They might give you some, say, jail sentence. But after that, again, you can carry on with your life. In the qabr, after that, there is no second chance. Allah Ta'ala save us and guide us and let us think. So time is, so Ramadan's month Allah has made valuable. Then Allah has made another 4 months very valuable. Inna iddat ash-shuhuri 'inda Allah 12 shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal ard minha arba'atun hurum. 4 months are very special. 1 month we just finished, which is the month of Zulqa'dah. 1 week is finish of Zulhijjah, this month. And the next month, Muharram. 3 months consecutive, one after the other. And the month of Rajab, which comes before Sha'ban, separate 1 month. 4 months, very valuable months. In these months, all the sawab of all action, Allah increases it. It comes in the hadith, وَلِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ. There are certain times when the breezes of Allah blow. Like just before spring. Just springtime when the first rains are going to come. And before the rain, that wind that blows, everyone's life, you feel so nice. It's so nice that. And when that wind is blowing, then everyone is happy. And when the rains start coming, and you see the things growing, life has come back. Burnt grass becomes green again. Dry grass becomes green again. That time. So these, the nafahat of Allah which are blowing, فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. Present yourself for them. Don't let them just blow and you don't take advantage of them. Take the full advantage. So like Ramadan, what to do? What the breezes? Love breezes from Allah. And love is in the air at that time. And Allah has given bargains galore. And Allah hasn't discounted prices. For your less money, Allah gives you much more during those times. That you have a little bit of effort and Allah increases the reward tremendously. So these are those months also, the 4 months. So whatever good deeds we do, the reward is multiplied. How much? Just to get an idea. During these 4 months, the months that we are in now also, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 3 days if a person keeps a roza. During these months, not the other months of the year, he gets the sawab of 700 years of ibadat sawab. Just keeping Thursday, Friday and Saturday roza. Of course, this coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday is haram. Allah, it's not permissible during the Eid days, and for 3 days after Eid, we can't keep roza. But the rest of that 4 months, about 16 weekends, a person who keeps Thursday, Friday, Saturday roza, he gets the sawab of 700 years ibadat. So much Allah has put, which you don't get in the rest of the year. And for example, ibadat sawab, ulama have written, a person who goes for any namaz, and he makes wuzu at home and he goes, if the sawab is like he's putting on ihram at home and going for hajj. So hajj sawab you are getting when you make your wuzu at home. And you go for namaz. So as far as possible, make our wuzu at home. A person who goes for fajr, and for example, after fajr, there is some dars taking place. Tafsir of Quran, after Isha, kitab reading takes place. And your niyat is, I'm going to be doing it, or I'm going to listen. Hajj sawab for that also. A person who reads 100 times, listen carefully. A person who reads 100 times in the morning, 100 times at the night, Subhanallah. Only Subhanallah. 100, Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. 100 times, how long is it going to take you? Just over a minute, 100 حج ثواب یو گے. ترمذی شریف روایت 100 حج ثواب یو گے. So Allah give us tawfiq. This is the time to make our accumulate our wealth of akhirah. And everyone, you don't need capital to do it. In this dunya, if you want to make a business, you need some capital, you need know-how, you need a whole lot of other things. But for this, how easy, isn't it? Then a person who makes his ishraq namaz, he gets the sawab of hajj and umrah, and three times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tam, 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 full, full, full hajj and umrah sawab by making your ishraq namaz. And no passport, no visa, no booking and not waiting whether they're going to accredit me or not. Nothing. Every day. And hajj you can only make once in a year. One hajj in a year. You can't make two hajj. Umrahs you can make plenty stuff. But hajj only one you can make. But with your ishraq at home, every day of the year you'll get the sawab of hajj and umrah. And full, full, full on the Mubarak tongue of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Let us take advantage of this. And then, a person who serves his parents, he makes khidmat of his parents, every time he makes a khidmat, one hajj sawab. And obedient children who look at their parents, only look with love and mercy, a hajj sawab. Sahaba asked if they look 60 times, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 60 hajj sawab. And those of us, our parents have passed away, the door is not closed for us. Make isale sawab for them. You are still an obedient child. Make dua for them regularly and you'll get all this sawab. Allah will give you that sawab. So Allah open our eyes and let us know the value of these months. And a person who commits guna in these 4 months, the guna is so severe, ulama have written, it is like a person who is in ihram. He's already read labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. He's in ihram. And in the haram, he's committing a guna. A person who makes a guna Juma time, when all are gone to the masjid, he making a guna. How terrible. And he makes that guna in the masjid. You take out your cell phone, Maulana is giving bayan or khutbah, and you are looking at porn in the masjid. How terrible is that guna. So making a guna during these 4 months, it is like committing guna in the state of ihram and in the haram sharif. So these are very valuable months. And then comes these auspicious 10 days which we are in. Today is the 6th already that has started of Zulhijjah. Half of the days, 10 days are referred to Wal-Fajri, Wal-Layalin Ashr. The 10 nights are very, very honorable. So these are very glorious, magnificent days and nights which we are in. The greatest days of the year, Islamic year, are these 10 days. The greatest nights are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The greatest night is the Laylatul Qadr, which we normally take in one of the odd nights of Ramadan. And the greatest day is the ninth of Zilhijjah, the day of Arafah. How happy Allah becomes on that day. So these days, these 10 days are very valuable. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Ma min ayyamin," there are no other days, al-amalu salihu fiinna, doing amali saliha in them. What is amali saliha? Tilawat of Quran, namaz, zikr, roza, all the duas, amali saliha. Allah doesn't love those ahabba ila Allah. In no other days are they more beloved to Allah min al ayyamil ashara than these 10 days of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Allah loves amali saliha. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were trained by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to understand the greatest amal is jihad in the path of Allah. Their lives were for jihad. So immediately they asked, walal jihadu fi sabilillah? Not even jihad is equal to amal saliha during these days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, walal jihadu fi sabilillah. Not even jihad can compare with amal. And now think, what is jihad? It's not an easy thing. You are fighting there. You are in the forefront there. bombs are falling on you, there's fire, artillery, fire, gunshots coming, mortars blowing up, all that is happening. And one is you sitting now in the comfort of the masjid, comfort in your bed. In this winter you are covered with your blankets and you are reading tasbih. That jihad won't compare with this. Walal jihadu fi sabil. Illa rajulan. But that person who goes, bi nafsihi wa malihi. His own money also, somebody is not sponsoring him. And himself, he is not sponsoring somebody. His own money, his own person. وَلَمْ يَرْجَعْ مِنْ ذَٰلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. And he returns with nothing of that. All his money he spends in the path of it. His life he gives, he becomes a shaheed. In another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu explained it, his whole body is covered with blood from head to toe. But the zikr of Allah, amal saliha, is more valuable than that also. In another hadith, also of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, ma min ayyamin, there are no days in the year, azamu indallah, more greater by Allah ta'ala, ahabba ilallah, more beloved to Allah ta'ala, al-amalu feehinna, to do amal, amal saliha in them, min al-asharati, of these 10 days. فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا. So increase in those days. What must you do? In which Allah loves amal so good. Which amal must you do? At-tasbih. Subhanallah. Read with me. Subhanallah. Tahmeed. Alhamdulillah. Tahleel. La ilaha illallah. Tadbir. Allahu Akbar. Allah loves this very much during these days. So during these first 10 days, and effectively the first 8 days, read in abundance the third kalima. Be on and off read. And the easiest way during these days, make salatu tasbih. In salatu tasbih, 300 times you will have read subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, and in namaz you will have read. So for that, my little advice, that we take our holidays during these days. For the last 10 days of Ramzan, or the whole Ramzan, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, we take our holidays in December, and we go to the beaches and we see all the beaches there. That's not our work there. At that time to go, and we go and stay in the resorts and pay big, big amounts of money there. Our holiday should be these times, that now you can make your Salatul Tasbih, you make your Ibadat whole night, whole day sleep. Then your Roza, you won't even know when it came and when it went. You sleep duty, you took off, you are free. Be free for fi ayyamil khaliya. Free yourself and make the ibadat of Allah. We free ourselves to pay big amounts of money to stay away from the masjid. Voluntarily. Now we, people who are namazis regularly, and who make namaz with jamaat, when we go to the resorts, no, there we making namaz with a bermuda, with a t-shirt. And we're compromising namaz, just fast, quickly, just put it in and make our namaz. Our object in life must be namaz. Our object of life is not to go in this kuffar and support the Jews and make them more richer in all these places. And today, good families, how much money we spend on one holiday. We got the whole family, we go to a foreign destination. No difference between a local destination and a foreign. All the resorts are the same. And there we go and spend so much of money. And people right around us are suffering. Allahu Akbar. Think what we are doing. At the moment in Sudan, the war that's carrying on, political war, the bodies of our Muslim brothers lying on the road, nobody to bury them. Dogs are eating those bodies. Rats are eating those bodies. But we got money to go and support the Jews, to make them more richer, fill their coffers. And we can't think of what is happening. Allah save us from all these things. So this is the time, take off, and then we can make our salatu tasbih, and we can get this great rewards. There are so many virtues of the third kalima. I will just mention one or two. On one occasion, Nabi Ali salatu wasalam went and visit Hazrat Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha. She said, I'm gone very old now. I can't do anything anymore. Just please give me something to do. Just sitting and read, doing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, read 100 times third kalima. read with me. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sawab you'll get, like you freed 100 Arab slaves of the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi Ismail alayhi salam, most valuable slaves, you have freed them. You'll get the sawab of giving 100 horses fully laden and prepared for jihad. In our times, 100 tanks you are giving, 100 jets, with all what is required, the bombs and whatever. You are giving so much sawab just for reading. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And you are slaughtering 100 camels and feeding the poor people. And you are also at the same time, the sawab from the ground till the heaven gets filled with sawab just for reading this. How can we deprive ourselves? On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that as Allah distributes money and gives to people, it's not for our hard work and that. Whom Allah wants to give, Allah gives how much. Just like that, Allah distributes akhlaq also, character. And here we should think, for our rosy, we all make effort, but the giver is Allah. As-sa'yu minni wal-mu'ti huwa Allah. It's our effort that Allah gives. Without effort also, Allah has taken the responsibility, He will give. Akhlaq also Allah gives. Many of us, we think that when we with our friends, when we are out at the workplace, laughing, smiling, how many at the workplace with other females, ghair maharim, and non-Muslims, joking, laughing. But when we come home, sour face. We can't even give her one smile. We come home shouting, and we've got no akhlaq. Akhlaq, if you want to check of any person, check it at home. Go and ask his wife, how is your husband? She will say, and without prompting, she will tell you. And if you want to prompt her, just go home and tell her tonight that you know you, every time you do this wrong, that will be enough. And she'll tell you 1,000 wrongs what you do. And you, what about you? This you do and that you do. Go and get your report there. Little children, many of them, some little boys come always for their badam by me. And then I feel very nice, so nice boy. So I praised one boy by his father. He said, but at home, the fighting, how he fights with everyone. He doesn't listen to me, the father. He doesn't listen to the mother. If you want the report of anyone, get it from the home. And not that you see that when they're out in Jamaat, how good they are. Or when they are in, they go in the Khanka. Or we going for Hajj with some friend. Oh, then we're making khidmat of everyone. As the home people, what is our akhlaq? We must be worried. We got rotten akhlaq. And the thing that will weigh the heaviest on the scales on the day of Qiyamah will be akhlaq. There will be many people whose amal are weak, but because of the akhlaq, they'll get high stages in Jannah. And there will be many people whose ibadat is a lot, but akhlaq is bad, and they will suffer the consequence. Allah save us all. So akhlaq also we must make effort. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah ta'ala gives dunya to whom he likes and whom he doesn't like also. Allah gave Hazrat Usman ibn Affan how much? Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu, how much Allah gave? Firaun Allah gave, Haman Allah gave, Qarun Allah gave. Today also many Muslims are so rich, many kuffar are so rich also. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, but Iman, Allah only gives it to whom He loves. Deen and Iman, Allah only gives it, whom Allah loves, Allah gives them Iman and gives them Deen. So that is the criteria, not this dunya. And dunya, if you are in Deen, there are many people, very ultra rich, but when it's the ibadat, they do the ibadat properly. And they don't make effort for dunya, Allah gives them dunya. And there are many people who are slogging, sweating for the dunya, but they get hardly anything. So it is Allah who gives. So we must have deen in our lives. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person who is too stingy to spend money in the path of Allah, a person who is too lazy to get up for tahajjud, a person who is too much of a coward and too frightened to go in jihad. Three things. A person who is too stingy to spend money in the path of Allah. A person who stoops, lazy to get up for tahajjud. A person who is a coward and frightened to go in jihad, then that person must read in abundance, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. You'll get the sawab of all that. Of spending in the path of Allah, spending big, big amounts and seeing to people who are suffering. Getting up for tahajjud, cold winter nights, load shedding, your geyser not working, cold water, all that sawab you get just by reading this kalima. So how can we deprive ourselves? And you are too much of a coward, you are frightened to go in jihad, I'll get killed. But just read this, what is it difficult to read? And this is the words, not my words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Read Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, and we'll get all that sawab. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to the sahaba, that khudu junnatakum, put on your armor, get ready for war, take your, in our time, guns, in that time the bows, arrows, spears, and put on your armor, everything. They said, I mean, aduin qad hadar, army has come, somebody is attacking us, immediately put on your armor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la minan nar, take your armor to save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. Today we don't think of Jahannam. We just think of dunya's things. We're not worried of the azab of the qabr and akhirat. So he said, then he said, that what is your armor? What are your weapons? How much you get ready? With baqiyatu salihat. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, hunna muqaddimat. They go ahead and prepare everything for you. Hunna muaqtidat. They are your bodyguards on all four sides. They will protect you. Hunna mujannibat. They are the ones who will save you from the fire of Jahannam. Hunna munjiyat. They will give you freedom from your gunas also. You can't stop making gunas. Just read this kalima. They will free you from your gunas also. Hunnal baqiyatu salihat. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in another hadith, yata'atafna hawla al-arsh. As soon as you read them, they make tawaf of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Yudhakkirna bisahibihinna. And they are talking good about you if by Allah Ta'ala. We made that one time, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. I'm repeating the words intentionally. Repeat them also, at least now. Immediately we have read, they are gone by the arsh of Allah. We have stopped reading, but their tawaf carries on not till qiyamah, forever and ever. And the quality is they will be talking good about us by Allah. That person read me. And we will even go, inshallah, to Jannah, but they will still be carrying on. We will be die and no more we making zikr. But that kalimat will carry on also. And lahunna dawiyun ka dawiyun nahl. They've got a buzzing sound like the buzzing of bees. And what are they doing? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, ala yuhibbu ahadukum, ala tuhibbun. Don't any of you love? Don't you love? Yakun lahu indallahi shay'un yuzkaru bihi, yuzakkiru bihi. That you have something by Allah that is talking about you all the time. We all want people to praise us, people to talk good. Read this kalimat, those words will be talking good about you by Allah. We don't need the praise of people in front of you, they say something behind your back, something else. One minute this, one minute that. No, this is what we need. So these are very valuable words. So these 8 days, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Each day's roza, how many sawab is it? This 10 days? 1 year's roza sawab. Now when we say 1 year, it doesn't absorb in our minds. We don't really compare. 1 year sawab. It's only one. Like a person who gets this normal flu. In this season, everyone gets flu. You go to a doctor, he gives you an injection booster, he gives you some medicine, you get better, he say in 1 week you'll be alright. And you don't take medicine, or you do home remedies, you'll get better in 7 days. The doctor you go, he'll charge you a good fee, but in 1 week you'll be better. And you do home remedies, 7 days it will take to get better. What's the difference? Same difference. No difference whatsoever. So we think 1 year to lose our sawab. 1 year is 1 year, one only. No, it's not one. 1 year is how many days? English 365, Islamic 355. Take the average 301 days rosas in these 9 days. Effective 10 days are stated, effectively 9 days. It's not 1 year's rosa, it is 1 year, it's 360 days rosa. 1 day keep rosa and you get the sawab of 360 days. And 10 days, 10 times 360? Quickly, 3,600. Hey, just this 10 days, and we only have to keep 9. Like Ramzan is 30 days, but how many times? Only 29. But we still get the sawab of 30. So 10 days, 9 days only, 10 days, we can't keep roza, it's haram. But we get the sawab of 3,600 days. And this winter roza starts now in the southern hemisphere. Just an early breakfast, and just keep your lunch little. So easy this rozas are. And you take off, make your salat to tasbih, everything, whole day sleep it out. Make your namaz on Sunday time, and then sleep it out. And for every rozah, 360 days sawab. And then each of these nights, the sawab is equal to Laylatul Qadr. And how much is Laylatul Qadr? Khayrun min alfi shahr. Not equal to. Khayrun min. And who's khair? Allah's khair. If a poor person tells you, wash my car, I'll give you 200 rand, but you do a good job, I'll give you more. He's poor also, and he's stingy also. How much can you expect? How much he's going to give you? Another 5 rand, perhaps 2 rand, 10 rand at the most. But the rich man says, I'll give you more, and he's a generous person also. And Allah's generosity, and Allah's riches, unlimited. Allah's khair is not far-fetched. That it's not part of that, not double, not triple, much more. When Allah says khair, we can't imagine. And how much better? Khairun min alfi shahr. 1,000 months, each night's ibadah is more better than 1,000 months. Now there again, 1,000 is a big number, but it's not one night. Compared to 1,000 nights, how much will that be? 1 month has got how many days? Nights? 30. So 1,000 times 30? 30. Each night's ibadat equal to 30,000. We're just letting it go. We're not grabbing it. Lillahi nafahat. The love breezes of Allah are blowing. The offerings of Allah are galore. Allah has increased the value of ibadat. One night's ibadat and 30,000 nights ibadat sawab you get for each night. And 10 nights, 30,000 times 10? 300,000 this 10 nights just to make little ibadat of Allah. And we got our heaters, make dua for those poor people who are in their shanties, who haven't got even blankets, how they are suffering. But us normally, we got our houses are comfortable. We got blankets, we got heaters, we got the air cons, we got the electric blanket. To make our ibadat, what difficulty is it? When we open, we won't make wuzu with the cold water. We let the water waste and let the cold water run out. While other people are suffering for one drop of water. And then when we're making water with the hot, nice, hot water. And now to make, what is it difficult? And see the returns. And then again, that is if we stay awake the whole night and we make ibadah. But Allah has made it so easy that a person who reads, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Ru'ul Ma'ani, the riwayat is, the last ruku of Ali Imran, Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard. Till the end, 2 pages. 2 minutes, more or less, it will take. A person who reads that, the whole night sawab he gets. So just read that in Maghrib, or read it in your sunnats of Maghrib, even better. And the whole night sawab of Laylatul Qadr, every night the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who reads Alif Lam Mim Sajda, which is in 21 Supara, and Tabarak Alladhi, the first surah of 29 Supara, between Maghrib and Isha, he gets the sawab of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. These nights are Laylatul Qadr, plus another Laylatul Qadr also. The one Laylatul Qadr, how valuable. Plus another Laylatul Qadr. Plus whole night sawab with Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Make your Isha with Jamaat. Make your Fajr with Jamaat. Whole night sawab. How can we miss out? How can we not grab? We must be wild, going wild to grab the sawabs. When we are here in what place? Erasmus. If one checkers some 20 kilometers away, they're selling 500 gram butter 20 cent cheaper. We go 2 hours there, we spend 20 kilometers to go and save 20 cents. That is how we save our money. And here when Allah is giving us so much, we just in ghaflat, unmindfulness, we can collect and collect and collect, and we're going to need it all in akhirat. In Jannat, we're going to need, this is the currency for akhirat. Our Jannat, there will be shopping places also, but you'll need your currency, and you can't go and get your currency there. No banks there that you're going to get. You have to take your currency with from here. And this is time to build your currency. People who are living it up in this dunya, and we also raal tatke, oh, how rich they are, how they living it up. Become rich for akhirat, forever and ever. How many people, one of the names of the day of Qiyamah is Hafiza, Rafi'ah. There will be many people who are very high in this dunya, but on the day of Qiyamah, there will be nothing. And there will be many people who are Mr. Nobody, Mrs. Nobody, nobody knew them also, but they were doing Amal. They will be, every day will be Rafi'ah. They will be high up on that day. Allah make us that we all there. Allah Ta'ala grant us every. That is what we have. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَا فَسِلْ مُتَنَافِسُونَ لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْآمِلُونَ. For these are the things that we must make. Not following the British Premier League or a fantasy league and all other things, cartoons on the phone. And all games, playing games on, and all these cartoons and games, every game has got Satanism in it. And it's coming into us, our children, we are putting it in. And then we wonder where I went wrong with my children. We're giving them the phones with all this, and then we say, I don't know where I went wrong with my children. Allah Ta'ala guide us. So these 8 days, then the 9th is the most valuable day in the whole Islamic calendar. The day of Arafat, Allah becomes the most happiest on that day. And the people who are gathered there, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Inna alhamda wa ni'mata lak, wal mulk la sharika lak. Here we can say it, but what is it there when you say it in Arafat? That Allah is present and you are standing to Allah and you are reading your labbaik. Allah becomes so happy. Allah forgives those people of the Maidan of Arafat. كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. Like the day his mother gave birth to him, clean, clean slate. All gunas maaf. Go now. All your gunas are forgiven. Shaitan, the worst day in his life comes on the day of Arafat. He throws sand on himself. I made people do what gunas. They came for Hajj, all the gunas are maaf. Allah send them with all the gunas. You went to Muzdalifa. Don't ever forget to make the dua of Huququl Ibad. In Arafat, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua that the rights of fellow people, which Allah won't forgive until they forgive one another. And he cried to Allah, forgive them. Allah didn't. But when he went to Muzdalifa, Hazrat Abu Bakr was right next to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In Muzdalifa, he said, oh Allah's Rasul, you were crying so much, you were so perplexed, you were so worried, anxiety on your face. Suddenly you're laughing, you're happy. What happened? He says, Allah accepted that dua of mine also. The dua of Huququl Ibad in Muzdalifa. And I'm seeing Shaitan throwing sand, that how I tried and destroyed people in every way. Yeah, now they have been completely forgiven. But at the same time, a great warning, a great warning, a great warning. A sheikh writes, the Arab sheikh, he writes, that it comes in the hadith, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to the miqat, to enter now into Hajj, then he made this dua, Allahumma hijjatun la riya fiha wa la sum'ata. Oh Allah, make this Hajj of mine, that no show, name, fame, not that I must talk about it. But he says, now almost Almost every Haji who comes is taking a selfie. And now when he's entering in the miqat, in Ihram, now he's crying also. And he's got his hands stretched out also. And as soon as the selfie is finished, he's laughing. Everything is finished. So it wasn't that one bit for Allah. It was all for the selfie, to show it off to the people. When he's in Arafat, again he's making a selfie, or somebody is making a video, or taking a photo, again he's crying, tears coming out, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And as soon as that selfie is finished, now he's drinking juice, now he's eating. So all that was for the selfie, to go show people later. Hey, so this photo have destroyed the ummah, have destroyed the essence of our ibadah. As one group of people who went around and are going around to show the achievement of 100 years service, they went to one masjid in the Pumalanga. One person wrote phone from there and he said they made the masjid a cinema hall. All the projectors in the masjid, the screens in the masjid. Today the sanctity of the masjid is totally destroyed. One alim from India, he says that he was for Hajj, for Umrah. 3 o'clock in the morning by Kaaba Sharif, the main side where Hajar Aswad is, Maqami Ibrahim, that side. And all the people engaged in ibadah. Somebody crying, somebody dua, somebody sajda, somebody ruku, people making tawaf. Suddenly a group of Indians came from India and they started making a film there. And now they are taking the photos and every time the flesh flashes, laughing. He said, Kaaba Sharif, 3 o'clock, the Hajjah time, people are in ibadat, and this is what they are doing. Crying, he says, what has happened? He says, those Indian Muslims, how they don't desecrate their masjids in India, they come and desecrate Haram Sharif like that. And then he says, his wife was reading Salatu Salam, Rozai Mubarak. And this Indian woman again came, in one hand, their sandals. And the other hand, the mobile. And they come there and they fight with one another. My place is in front. The urni goes off the head. In front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the hair is exposed. No other man there, but now the hair is all exposed. And they fighting for the place in front. Shouting and swearing one another in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the next worst thing, the mobile is out. And picked up, now taking selfies. And sending the picture back home. In front of Nabi, what are we doing? Which direction? If Allah's azab, it's only Allah's rahmat. And the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah hasn't just completely wiped us off the surface of the earth. What are we doing? Now the same thing we're doing with our qurbani. Qurbani we are making, what the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam, what the sacrifice of Ismail alayhi salam, for us also our small sacrifice, but with all the selfies that we are taking, man and woman mixing on the day of Qurbani, no parda, breaking the laws of Allah, making one Qurbani and we thinking we did a great thing, but how many laws we are breaking of Allah, how many good people, alims, fathers, grandfathers, eat day when we sit and eat, all must sit together. No parda. Even the daughters-in-law, everyone, all must sit together. Some daughter-in-law, she's conscious, she keeps her niqab. They don't like it. But they allow it. Now how much she eat under the niqab? All the women sit one side freely, they can talk, they can eat freely. Now the man and woman, now she does. Allah give us and yet that person is a tablighi, that person is a Sufi, he goes Khanka, he is a pious person, he is a maulana, and he is ordering this wrong command of Allah in the house, that break the laws of Allah, that don't observe parda, and then music carrying on, and then the photography, all this music and photo, we destroying everything. Allah give us to understand. And then on the 9th of Zulhijjah, the greatest wazifa is the 4th kalima. And that wazifa, every Nabi read the 4th kalima on the 9th of Zulhijjah. So that is another, the greatest day in the year. Then from the 10th is the first and the most precious day for Qurbani. 11 little less, 12 till Maghrib. In those days are days, no other act Allah loves more than Ihraq-e-Dam. to let the Qurbani animals be slaughtered. Allah loved it. فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَ. Open your hearts and make your Qurbani. Don't look at 2 rains this side, 10 rains that side. Open your heart and get good animals and slaughter them. And the object is not the eating. لَنْ يَنَالُ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah wants that sacrifice from you. We don't want to sacrifice the desire of making a selfie. We don't want to make the sacrifice that of man and woman being separated. No, this is what Allah wants from us. That sacrifice Allah wants from us. And a beautiful point Allah has written, كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ. Allah made, and mostly sheep are slaughtered in the whole world. And like ox also you slaughter for qurbani, camel also you slaughter, but they are used for other purposes also, to draw wagons for irrigation, farming. But the sheep is not used for anything. It just meant to be slaughtered and eaten by people. It is, and therefore you will find the sheep when you lie down, humbly, it just surrenders. Immediately it surrenders. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ. Allah made it easy for you, those sheep, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. That you read Allah's takbir from the ninth fajr till 23 namazes. After every namaz, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. We must enjoy and read this. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And give great tidings to the muhsineen, the people who do what ihsan. It comes in the hadith sharif, الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَانِ. Those who show mercy, Allah shows mercy on them. إِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Have mercy on those who are in the earth. All, Muslim, non-Muslim, animals, have mercy on everyone. يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. He is in the sky, Allah is everywhere. He will have mercy upon you. It comes in the hadith, وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ. When you slaughter, فَأَحْسِنُ الذِّبْحِ. Slaughter in a beautiful way. Which comes in the hadith, slaughter with a sharp knife. Don't give taklif to the animal. And don't sharpen your knife in front of the animal. Don't drag the animal to its place of slaughter. Don't drag it where other animals are being skinned. Don't let it see that. When you're slaughtering, let not the blood be there of the previous animal. In the hadith it comes, don't give the animal 2 deaths. One is the fear that it sees, and the other you're going to slaughter it. Islam is taught the most beautiful way of taking life. I will complete on this now. Many of us, that we got a misconception that when we slaughter, how we slaughter, and after that all the blood comes out, and then the animal kicks its legs, etc. The animal is in great pain. A total misconception. About 25 years ago, roughly, subject to correction, there was a report was made by the University of Bonn in Germany. And when I went there, I tried to explain. They told me, we live here. We were part of that experiment. Let us tell you, it was the same what came in the report. What did they do? They only one aspect, to see how much of pain the animal goes through when it's slaughtered. That one is our way of slaughtering. There are 2 common ways in the world. One is zabah, which we do. And the other is stunning, where they brain death. Either with water, electric shock they give the animal, or with a gun, electric shock, and they stun the animal. Now, outwardly it looks with the stunning, no pain. And with the slaughtering, it looks like a lot of pain. But when they put electrodes on the brains of the animals to measure, they found that those animals that are slaughtered, hardly any pain. Very, very little pain. And that you can understand easily, we also experience it. All of us must have gotten ejection sometime or the other in our life. The only time the injection pains is when they pierce your skin. As the minute it's gone through, the needle is still in your body. And now they're pressing the medicine in. No pain. It's only when it pierces the skin. Pain is only that time. All of us perhaps have had blood tests done, where they took out blood from us. When they put the needle in to draw the blood, when it just pierces the skin, we feel the pain. After that, the needle remains in and they are drawing the blood, but now you don't feel pain. So the pain, the nerves that carry pain are just under the skin. And when the skin is pierced, only that time you feel the pain. Therefore, the electrodes measured the very minimal, very, very little pain. And the Quran proves it further, that in Jahannam, كُلَّمَا نَذِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ, when their skins will have burnt out in Jahannam, بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا, we will give them other skins again. And that Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, in one moment, 70 skins are changed. In one moment, 70. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, in one day, 70,000 skins are changed. And why? لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ, so that they can taste the punishment. So the punishment is to do with the skin. So as soon as that knife just cuts the skin, at that time the pain is there. Now, why does the animal kick its legs? Outwardly, look, it's in pain. All the blood comes out here now. Blood is supplied by the heart. And the heart pumps. It's a muscle that pumps all the time. It's pumping and it comes, and blood is pumped to every part of the body. Now the brain, headquarters, not getting blood. So the brain now sends the message with the nerve, the whole nervous system of a person. All the nerves run at the back, the vertebrae, the spine. That's why spine operations are very, very delicate. Very, very careful a person has to be. So now they are running at the back. So the brain is giving a message to all parts of the body, headquarters, not getting blood, not getting oxygen. Send me, I need blood. So they all work for headquarters for the brain. So the leg work and send the last drop of blood. The wings of the bird, the fowl, flutters, not pain, but sending the last drop of blood. They working extra. And we, it looks to us that they are suffering, but they are working for headquarters to send blood. And all that blood comes out here. So much was that report. And the reality of matter is, that animal, that all the blood is out, is the most healthiest animal to eat, the most tastiest. And with stunning, a trickle of blood comes out. 99, because his brain dead. 99% of the blood remains in the body. It's the most unhealthiest, most untastiest meat to eat. So our system is the best system. And therefore, it's a rule of Sharia. Don't slaughter the whole head off. A cow or a goat, you won't be able to do that. But a fowl, it's easy when you slaughter. Your hand is heavy, you slaughter the whole head off. Then it can't, those messages can't go through the back. Therefore, you must not cut off the whole head. Only the throat you must slit. And also remember, there are four things to cut. One is the food pipe, one is the wind pipe, and the two veins which carry blood on the side. And when slaughtering, we mustn't go like slicing bread, like we are sawing. With one stroke you must cut. And just for safety's sake, one at the bottom, one on this side. So all four things you have cut. And it becomes permissible if at least three things are cut. The wind pipe, food pipe, and one of the blood pipes. But the better we should do, all four must be cut. That is the correct way. That is the most tastiest. So Allah give us tawfiq that we appreciate these days and realize the value. Each day how valuable. And so easy to serve the third kalima. The ninth, which is the greatest day. What must we do? We don't have to move a mountain from its place. Just read fourth kalima. And the ninth ibadat, just make Isha with Jamaat, Fajr with Jamaat, whole night, and all the other few things we do, and how much we can earn. Qiyamah Day, it must not happen that we see we had what opportunities, and I did it. And you don't have to be a rich man to do it. You don't have to be a strong man to do it. You don't have to be a healthy man to do it. You don't have to be a man. Even woman can do it. Everyone can gain all this reward. So Allah give us tawfiq and let us realize that don't spoil our ibadat with this potus and that, with man and woman mixing, with music, etc. And don't spoil our ibadat by thinking that the animal is suffering. That animal, as soon as he is slaughtered, it's gone to Jannah already. And that animal will come on the day of Qiyamah with its hoofs, with its horns, with his hair and will be put on the scale to weigh in your favor. So it's a great, great occasion, these days we have got, these nights which are coming, and then the Qurbani. Allah, let us make it that we really appreciate it in the correct way. Inshallah, all of us try. Very easy to make the ibadah. What is it to read? Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wahdahu la sharika la, Lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. الله give us توفيق إن شاء الله.